This podcast has been brought to you by the letter M for Mercury,
Mars,
and Megamind.
Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. My name is Rachel Busenbark from Snow College.
So Rachel, what have you heard about in the news today about the Mars mission?
Well, the news today has been reporting about how we might be ready to go to Mars. Mars has one-third the gravity compared to Earth, and we should be able to stabilize it. There is new evidence showing that Mars might have living organisms on it. The atmosphere is not livable yet, but we can build domes to harvest the atmosphere. We maybe can send a group of astronauts to start the building also.
I never thought about living on Mars. So is it true that they're trying to send astronauts to Mars?
Actually, a project is being done to replicate sending astronauts into space for a trip to Mars. Six space researchers are going to be locked into a makeshift rocket for a year and a half. The rocket is very compact and has small spaces. They want to see how it would be for someone or a group of men to survive on a trip to Mars.
Wow, I never knew they could do a project like that.
Through doing this, they are trying to bring about space awareness, so in years to come we can actually go to Mars. The crew consists of two Russians, two Europeans, and one Chinese. For the next 520 days, they will live and work in the compact rocket.
So what will they be doing in the rocket?
They will be performing duties like a normal trip and be on a pretty tight schedule. While doing this project, they will be trying to work on 100 different experiments. As they are working on experiments and dealing with space, they will also be dealing with communication delays. The delays may last 20 minutes, sometimes even longer. It depends on what the message is and how long the signal will last.
Wow, those delays must be a big problem, huh?
The crew is allowed to take things for their leisure time, such as books, games, and Nintendo Wii, things that keep them entertained. The men understand what a risk and are ready for the action. They get put in the makeshift rocket and are closed in, not to be opened until next year, November 2011.
I never thought about it that way. So what do you think about this Mars mission overall?
This idea of going to Mars sounds great and all. However, this is going to be a hard idea to comprehend. The idea is going to take a lot of time, money, and energy. First, NASA is trying to get ready to send people to Mars now. The problem is being ready so quickly. After putting the men in the makeshift spacecraft, we have to wait to see how they are affected.
That would be really strenuous to do.
Once we have done that, we have to go back through and fix what caused most of the problems, which wastes more time. Along with time, we also have to figure out how long the trip will really take. Some believe 3 years. One to get there, stay for about another year, checking the planet out and other things, and about a year to make it back home. Personally, there is no one I know that wants to leave their family and friends to go to Mars for 3 years, except for astronauts.
I know I would struggle with that myself.
Next, we have to deal with the money. It seems too expensive to travel to Mars. We have to find the budget to make a big enough rocket for things that can last up to 3 years. The rocket also needs to be small enough to travel through space quickly. The scientists may be able to build something that can house and grow plants in space. That will cost a lot of money. Last is energy, not just energy the humans put forth for the construction and the energy it will take to make it work. Scientists also have to figure out a way to store and keep the fuel available through the whole 3 year trip.
So what would you say would be the most challenging things for a trip to Mars?
There are several key challenges that a human mission to Mars must overcome. Physical effect of exposure to high energy cosmic rays and other ionizing radiation. Physical effect of prolonged low gravity environment. Physical effect of prolonged low light environment. Psychological effect of isolation from Earth. Psychological effect of lack of community due to lack of real time connection from Earth. Social effect of several humans living under crowded conditions for 1 year on Earth. Terrestrial medical facilities. Mars should be explored, but now is not the right time or the place.
Wow, Rachel, that's amazing. Thanks for all your insight about the mission to Mars. Join us next time when we embark on our journey through black holes and to the North Star.
Thanks for listening to 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. Here's Rachel wishing you a clear starry night. Good night.